The Seven Principles of Huna. During our research, we came across a priceless formula, an amazing set of principles that form the central core of the nine principles of living in natural magic. The Seven Principles of Huna are great shamanic canons originating from Hawaii, interpreted and developed through the work of Serge Kahili King. These principles come alive and are seen in every religious practice. They work their way into every shamanic tradition. This is because the traditions and principles of Huna are beautifully basic and universally active. We, the authors, may not be educated kahunas, the Hawaiian title for a priest, expert, or teacher. Kahuna actually means the keeper of secrets. But we are residents of sacred zones in Hawaii, and we are investigators of universal truth, spiritual warriors upon a yogic path. We recognize the importance of communicating the transformed Huna system. Therefore, the central core elements of the nine principles of living in natural magic are drawn from Hawaii. As we introduce the seven principles of Huna, it is good to understand that this system is a perfect model that reflects a universal principle. The simpler things are, the easier it is to live. At this point, with the persistent overload of our senses, we have to keep things simple. If any concept is not simple, we may have difficulty remembering it, and therefore the concept is not useful. So these Huna ideas are distilled into simple sentences, one sentence per principle, and one beautiful Hawaiian word encapsulates each idea. The seven principles of Huna allow us to understand and anchor the state of amazing grace in a practical, structured way that our logical mind enjoys. The precepts continue beyond that as they help guide us into developing ourselves as heart-centered beings, with activated souls, enlightened minds, and an increasingly healthy biology. The seven principles of Huna can be reapplied to any religious or spiritual system. The principles are open, accepting, and inspire us with concepts of universal wisdom that anyone can embrace. The ancient Hawaiian pre-warrior tribal cultures were all governed according to the Huna principles. These were not written laws. These were insights into the cosmic order. We discuss each precept one at a time. The seven principles are as follows. Number one. Ike, we make our reality. The world is what we think it is. Hence I have yielded to magic to see what secret forces hide in the world and rule its course. That's Johann Wolfgang von Goethe from Faust. With Ike, the individual accepts responsibility for his or her life. Our Creator has given us all the tools to sculpt our experiences in this and every life. The primary consideration. The primary consideration of Ike is a secret, simple thing you entirely control at every moment and always have. This one thing is truly the symbol of your spirit. This one thing heals you and makes you well all the days of your life. This one thing, when you realize its power, is actually the wellspring of all abundance. This one thing is your attitude. Attitude is your ship's rudder, connecting you to the steering wheel, where your soul may control your divine destiny, or to the contrary, where it may let go of the wheel as the ship spins out of control. Bad attitude, bad results at all times. It can never be otherwise. Good attitude, good results. But here is where the magic is. It is why you are reading this book right now. Good is not good enough. Not anymore. That is gone. Ready? Here we go. The best attitude ever. The first step towards creating our own reality is to approach our creative abilities with the best attitude ever. The quantum perspective. This idea of creating our own reality is really a quantum perspective. This perspective includes all aspects of our mysterious universe in light of the new physics, which informs us that most of the material or matter inside our body is empty space. The distances between atoms in our body are vast, as are the distances between electrons and protons. What allows us to exist is a quantum organizing energy field that comprises who we are. And when each one of us meet and greet each other, we are quantum fields of energy that interface with each other. So all the different levels of our being are interfacing with all the different levels of another being. And all the realities of our being are interfacing with the quantum perspective realities of another being. This is called infinite correlation. There are an infinite amount of things happening at any given instant of time, and they are all being tracked by every level of the intelligence within our being. This is happening whether we acknowledge it or not, whether we even know about it or not. We are not intelligent, we are intelligence itself. There is no way the mind can understand the concept of infinite correlation. It is impossible. The mind is too logical, too computational, too rational. The only way we can even come into tune with this aspect of quantum reality is through feeling, through a sense emanating from the heart, an intuition. And intuition always guides us better than logic. Our true nature is mostly empty quantum fields of energy. Is the current verdict of a physical science that 200 years ago was the most dogmatic, mathematical, rational, and logical of all the sciences. Originally, Newtonian physics was the most linear and rigid science. Now, its heir, quantum physics, is completely on the other side, with the non-linear and intuitive sciences. And it is indicating to us many profound discoveries that we can incorporate into our lives immediately. One of these discoveries is in the study of random number generation. Dr. Robert Jahn, author of Margins of Reality, is one of many scientists and engineers who have confirmed that there is no such thing as a random number. The observer affects the observed and can influence random number generation in several interesting ways. Here's an example of what Dr. Jahn discovered. If our thoughts are on the flipping of a coin, and that coin is flipped 100 times, the amount of noise in that system is decreased dramatically. This means that if we flip a coin, we might occasionally get tails, say 8 times in a row, or we might occasionally get heads 8 times in a row. But if our consciousness is focused on that coin, we won't get runs like this. We'll only get at most 3 or 4 in a row. The noise, a run on one side or another, is dramatically decreased. It's also been found that if we focus and really desire heads or tails, some people will produce heads or tails more often. and in some people, dramatically more. It differs per person. Interestingly enough, the opposite has also been found. In some individuals, when they really want heads, they get tails more. Some people are wired backwards. When we ask how someone could affect a change in a random number, we quickly see that our reality is forming even before each instant, meaning there is truly no now or moment. There is only the eternal flow of what is happening, and like a river or creek, information can gravitate downstream or levitate upstream, influencing the past and the future. So we know it's a fact at the quantum level. There is actually no certainty at all. It's all uncertainty. Anything can happen at any given moment, which of course is certainty itself. So it's the trickster energy of the shaman in the Matrix mythology and cosmic non-linear equation. The spiritual warrior archetype is a mix of Crazy Horse and Jesus and Buddha. We can no longer even talk of the laws of nature anymore because they are really habits of nature. And psychic phenomena, quantum phenomena, absurd synchronicities and other anomalous happenings can break a habit of nature. As we know, there are always exceptions to the rules. Such exceptions do not happen all the time, but they happen enough, especially when you seek them. It seems that as we are around more beings, places and things that possess greater mana, the chances increase of a sudden event occurring that is clearly not rational or even possible. More on the X factor. How is Nick Good able to carry a 250-pound man across broken glass bottles in his bare feet? How is our friend Howard Wills, gifted with wondrous psychic powers, able to heal a 16-year young boy born crippled with cerebral palsy and multiple sclerosis who suddenly becomes able to walk? How is someone who has never walked a day in his life without crutches and braces able to walk unaided? How is Howard able in a few minutes to allow that individual to get up and walk? That's impossible. But it happened. In fact, this type of phenomenon is happening all the time all over the world. From the understanding of the potential of miracles or hypersynchronicities, we gain an understanding that no disease is terminal, that there is no situation with no way out. There is always a choice and a chance. And if we cannot wrap our mind around that concept, we don't need to. All we need to know is that we can open our heart to the possibility that an X factor is built into everything. The X factor can, at any moment, precipitate an impossible event. This is EK. We create our own reality. When all else is left up to us, and we don't know what to do or where to go, we can choose the X factor. We can pray for the miracle. We can ask for the miracle. We can take action towards the miracle. Thought, word, deed. And we move into the joy, bliss, gratitude, and the peace we associate with the accomplishment of the invoked miracle. That's the feeling. Be aware. That's the first thing, awareness. If we are not aware of the X factor, then we cannot create it, draw from it, focus on it, or do anything related to its magic. This is an awareness that understands that there is uncertainty built into every nook and cranny of reality. The world is what we believe it is. Central to our human belief systems and the root of all ideas, the hub of all our thoughts, is our sense of identity. In other words, who I believe I am defines the way in which I create my world. If, for example, I believe myself to be only a physical body with a limited time span, surrounded by the specter of inevitable suffering, then my whole bias of thought is going to be entirely different than if I believe I am an individual who knows myself to be an immortal yogi superhero who is having the best day ever. Whatever images and feelings, either memories or imaginings, we have in our minds and hearts define the quality and nature of the world we see around us. We know from even rudimentary and preliminary investigations into quantum physics that our external reality is a manifestation of the inner human condition. Nothing on the outside can change for us until the inner shift has occurred. Given enough time and space, with a little help from Amazing Grace, we do eventually become who we imagine ourselves to be, and the world too becomes what we imagine it to be. The best reality ever. As long as we are aware that we create our own reality, we might as well create the best reality ever. There are two ways to do this. Number one, manifest goals and add them to your current reality to make it the best ever. Number two, reinterpret your current reality to make it the best ever. Creating your own reality means becoming clear about what reality actually is through the lens of innocent perception. Reality is not what is happening to you, it is you happening to the universe. Creating your own reality is not just about manifesting goals, new things, but, in fact, has much to do with really appreciating and then rediscovering the old things. It means realigning the inner interpretations of our current reality through the consciousness of a newborn child. How to gamble. This is from Dave Wolf. When I was on the Howard Stern radio show a number of years ago, I realized why Howard was at the top of his field. We were engaged in a conversation over the air that was witty, funny, and in general very good radio. However, instead of being content with that, Howard took a chance and, out of the blue, started taking random callers. The gamble worked, and the content of the show jumped to a level of absurd comedy. That is when I realized what it takes to be the best ever. When the world presents you with the best, gamble it to make the best ever. I originally learned this from a friend of the family who was almost 50 years older than me. She told me that she used to gamble on video poker in the big casinos and had discovered a trick to win big. Whenever she had a really great hand, such as a full house guaranteed to win good money on the machine, she would throw the pair of cards away and go for four of a kind or even five of a kind if there was a wild card in the deck. Using this technique, she often won $10,000 or even $50,000 from those machines. Essentially, she risked throwing away the best hand in exchange for achieving the best hand ever. The tools of manifestation. Through our thoughts, words, and actions, we tap into the magical fabric of life. Thoughts, words, and actions are tools that have a vibratory impact upon the central ethers of the space that surrounds us and permeates everything. These tools constantly shape and magnetize our reality. The idea then is to engage the tools of thoughts, words, and actions that immediately and residually create positive, loving, constructive feelings. When our focus is on our feeling experience, then we can wisely guide our thoughts, words, and actions to where we want to go, into deeper and deeper realms of happiness, bliss, joy, laughter, love, friendship, wonder, and awe. Essentially, the feelings we experience habitually create our experience of reality. How do you feel now? How do you usually feel? Our feeling experience defines our beliefs, structures, success, potential, our home, our work, our relationships, our reality. Our friend Howard Wills, who is an amazingly gifted healer, has shared with us that his whole approach is through feeling. The approach to life through feeling is beyond belief and belief systems. It is outside doubt. It is away from all of that. And pessimism is blown out of the picture completely. This new approach to life is about complete certainty based upon feeling. We ask you again, how are you feeling? And if you use this as your guide, then you start coming into tune with the idea that how you are feeling is actually how your heart is directing you.